It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico voters may soon have a better picture of what happens when ethics complaints are filed against government officials. House Bill 4 would establish a 7-member voter-approved ethics commission to investigate and report on such complaints. Ross Brown with Public News Service reports on the bill, which passed the House and is now in the Senate.
The commission would have the power to investigate claims of wrongdoing against legislators, lobbyists, elected officials, and state employees. Heather Ferguson with Common Cause New Mexico says various corruption scandals that involve high-profile state officials already led voters last November to overwhelmingly approve a constitutional amendment to create an ethics commission.
The public's trust has eroded so much, and this is an opportunity for them to show the public that they want to hold their own accountable when they misbehave or they commit a violation or they behave unethically.
A competing bill to establish the commission, Senate Bill 619, has been criticized by Common Cause and other open government advocates who say it would impose harsher penalties on whistleblowers than on those who commit ethics violations. I'm Roz Brown.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, researchers are finding stress at work can contribute to physical and mental health problems. Dr. Jackie Stevens defines stress as situations where you perceive demands and pressure being greater than the resources you have to deal with them. She talked with KERA's Sam Baker about the 4 most common types of on-the-job stress and ways to manage some of them.
There are, in this order, workload, of course, and people issues, relationships with peers, having a difficult boss, those kinds of things. Third is just juggling work with your personal life. And the fourth one is just lack of job security. There's lots of that that's been going on for some time. And even now, people with the economy doing better still are not sure because companies are consistently looking for ways to be more profitable.
So in terms of how to manage on-the-job stress, now you mentioned, for instance, stress that results from workloads or expectations. What are tips for managing that?
I think the very first thing that one needs to do is to recognize whether or not you are having job-related stress and how it's manifesting itself. There are some things that we look at pretty closely. One is your fatigue level. Another one is feeling anxious, irritable, or depressed. And I can tell you that if you've got a family and friends, they can give you some feedback on that. Digestive problems, I mean, any kind of physical symptoms really can indicate that you're having job stress. The other thing is you need to find a job that you want to get up for most mornings. You're not going to want to get up every morning, but you need to want to get up most mornings. And so I say to people, if you find yourself that you're not wanting to go into the office, that is, you know, you're dreading it.
It's time to look for something else.
It's time to either look for something else or to really look at what you need to change. It really is incumbent on you to take care of yourself and to figure out what to do.
Managing personal issues on the job.
I think that is probably the hardest one for most people. That's the relationship piece. And I always tell people to look at the issue of power differential. So if I'm having major problems with my boss, that's a clear power differential. So you've got to think through and handle those in ways that don't jeopardize your job. So let's talk about boss. You really have to start thinking about what role are you playing in whatever the difficulty is, because that's what you got the most control of. And that could be, you know, you aren't always as honest and upfront as you need to be with your boss, or that you avoid them. I mean, any number of things. So when you bring that issue to your boss, then you say, this is what I'm concerned about. This is how I've evaluated. And we might consider trying these things, because then that feels like you're saying, let's look at this together, versus you saying, this is a real problem. What you going to do about it, boss?
On-the-job stress can lead to mental issues. I get that part, but they can also cause physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because it's all connected. what happens for you emotionally impacts you physically. And so if you've got a chronic illness and you are in a stressful situation, it's going to aggravate that chronic illness. If you're pretty stressed out, you're probably not going to be as attentive as you need to be to what you need to do physically to take care of taking medication, exercising, et cetera, that kind of thing. So it's all tied together. You cannot have emotional concerns that don't impact you physically, and you can't have physical concerns that don't impact you emotionally. And when you start having difficulties in one area or the other, it's going to impact your entire life.
Which is why they say in managing your health, you need to make sure you eliminate stress.
It's really tempting when you're struggling to start looking around you and saying, now who's causing this for me? What's the source of this? And so I always say control what you can control. And what you can control best is yourself and then what you do. When you start to change, people around you will start to pick up on that and change too.
Dr. Stevens, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.